Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello again. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. It's another edition of Retirement Income Solutions with your financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. We will listen, plan, and thrive throughout this hour and throughout your retirement if you invest your time with our local wealth advisors here at Security First Asset Management to secure a better retirement for you in Middle Georgia. Our offices are in Dublin and Macon and conveniently located for you to have that visit. The number to call to do that would be 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Check us out online when you have time, maybe now while you're listening, at CompleteThePlan.com. My name is Steve Gramsci. I'll be your co-host in this program once again today, and we are glad to welcome back both Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith as the peanut gallery applauds and cheers. Hi, guys.
Whoa there.
Exciting.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, enthusiastic, ready to go, keeping that energy up because we're excited about retiring with money. And not running out. We're really excited about that. Yes.
Good.
I feel better
That's
about it now than I ever did. And you know why? Because I have more knowledge now than I ever did from you two gentlemen that makes me know that I'm on the right track now. It makes me feel good about it.
It helps everybody to know that they're on track.
Yeah, well,
or not.
Well, who you listen to can really matter. It can change the whole outlook and outcome of your retirement. Let's talk about a number of things today we're going to get into. I want to talk about the financial media a little bit, but first, let's get that mailbag question that we always like to do, and then the fun fact that's coming up. So, welcome to another edition of Retirement Income Solutions. We're glad you're with us as we read what Ellen in Warner Robins has sent in to you, gentlemen. She writes, are there really no tax implications to rolling over my 401k? I don't really like the investment options in my 401k, but I don't want to roll it over and then get hit with that tax bill I wasn't expecting. What do you say?
Well, thanks, Helen, for giving us a shout out today. We appreciate everybody out there listening that might have questions. Go online and shoot us a question. We'd be happy to answer it for you. You are absolutely correct in thinking, hey, I need to understand how this works. Any direct rollover from your 401k to a self-directed IRA, there's no tax consequences whatsoever. So rest assured, if you do that properly, you don't have a tax bill. It's when you actually receive the money yourself that you could have a tax consequences. So 401k to IRA, IRA to IRA, if it's done properly, there's no tax consequences whatsoever. So get advice before you do it, but nevertheless, it can be done and not cost you a dime.
Well, hopefully that is helpful for you, Ellen. And it's interesting. It's kind of one or two thing times in life, guys, like, for instance, in remodeling. And when I do part of my house, I figure I'm never going to have to do that again. And I kind of put it in the back of my mind and then, wow. Here it comes. I've got to do this again. Kind of like a rollover. Sometimes you get more than once. You forget what the details are, and you have to go back and educate yourself. So thanks again for answering that question that way.
Because well, that's good, Steve, but also we need to remember, too, that she should have a reason to even want to execute a 401k. In her case, she says she wasn't happy with her options.
Yeah.
But investigate other options, but get advice before you do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, and remember, Helen, you don't have to remember all those facts. That's what you have Bill and Daniel for, because they have got your back. How about a fun fact of the week here? Daniel, I think it's your turn.
Yes, so this week, this comes from a website, goldeagle.com. And I wasn't aware of this, but the total world's holding of gold could be transported by a single oil tanker.
I can see that tanker right now.
Isn't that interesting?
It would have all kinds of destroyers around it and aircraft carriers.
My question is,
jets flying around.
You know, as dense as gold is, would it sink the tanker?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking that displacement would be interesting.
All the holdings of gold, not your earrings and rings and et cetera, but all the bulk gold is what the comment is saying here.
Well, it just says the world's holding of gold could be transported in an oil tanker.
That would be any country, any individuals that are actually holding gold for an investment or for whatever.
The main point is that it's a scarce resource. That's why it holds its value. But pretty fascinating. You think the world being a big place and everyone's seen or held gold, and you want to think about the fact that gold, the investment dollars of gold, could be held on an oil tanker. How about that?
Wow, that's something else. You know what? I'd worry about that oil tanker, though. Who owns the oil tanker?
I don't know. The Federal Reserve does.
Well, it is a glittering fun fact, Daniel. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, it's always good to keep yourself up to date with what's going on in the financial world, and it's important to understand that the information you get from the media isn't completely unbiased. And you've heard a lot about fake news. Well, it applies to all different areas of our life. Let's talk about some of the problems with that, the financial media. And gentlemen, if you would comment on, I've got a couple on my list. The number one is sensationalism. If I was going to invest in only one thing, I'd invest in silver because I expect it to go up to $200 an ounce.
That's kind of interesting. Watching some of these shows and the sensationalism that they portray. What most of us need to kind of realize is that they exist for one reason, and that's to entertain us. They want viewers, so they're going to have conversations that will attract you and I, and not necessarily are they 100% right on their advice. So we got to realize that. And talking heads, here's the thing that I'm concerned about. When you hear it on TV, generally we think it's absolutely correct. And that's not always the case. So the headlines is what sell. They want people watching. They want the ratings to go up. It's important to remember that that's what they're in business for, is not to inform you necessarily, but to entertain you. So we have to be careful of what we hear. It's always good to listen and try to understand what they're saying, and then get yourself a second opinion.
The second topic I'd like to talk about is one you're watching television, you think, that's kind of an interesting idea, and boy, that must be an amazing company. They just sound really, really good. And then if you were to dig a little deeper and research or wait till the end and the disclaimer came along, you'd find out it was a paid placement.
Yeah, you know, coming up, we've got the Super Bowl coming up and college championship games, and you'll probably see a lot of advertisements on there for some of the bigger financial companies. Sometimes money talks, and just because you see a placement of a major brokerage house on a TV commercial doesn't necessarily mean that they're any better at what they do than the smaller local independent guys like ourselves. We just don't have the same marketing budget necessarily to be on the Super Bowl. So just because someone can pay to run an ad doesn't necessarily mean the quality of their product or service is any better than someone else's. So just remember that money talks, and you should really have a good understanding about their processes, and don't just make an assumption that because you see it on TV that it's the best choice for you.
And beside that, the people who live where you live know what you're up against in your region and your retirement in the area economically is a good reason to go with a local financial coach. And that's why you should call Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith at Retirement Income Solutions, not just because of that, but they've been in the top five advisors in the nation recently. They work with federal employees. They're certified professionals and retirement income advisors. So the number to call would be 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And it won't cost you anywhere near a 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl. As we talk about the financial media, how about the wrong audience? You know, you hear something and you're kind of buying into it, but you find out later that maybe it really shouldn't have been meant from you anyway, so don't jump the gun.
Well, it's never specific. They can't do that. It's general. That's how they give advice or talk about whatever product or services they're trying to offer, because they don't know enough about the individual to give them personal advice. And they may be talking about something that has no application to you whatsoever. A good example, for instance, is if someone's talking about Roth conversions and how great they are. Well, you know, Roth conversions are great for some people. They're certainly not great for everyone. The older you get, the costliness of it and the time value of money may not be in your best interest. So if you're talking to somebody in their 30s, 35, 40, something like that, it may make a lot of sense. So the concept of a Roth conversion makes absolute sense. But depending on where you are and your planning and in your life and in your age and in your needs, it may not make sense to you. So generally, they speak in generalities and they speak to an open audience, where in reality, this is specific. When we get to planning for our retirement, it's all about you and not about the masses. So we need to individualize our approach.
And sometimes the financial media has an agenda. They have an axe to grind. You have to be careful about that, right, Daniel?
You do. There's a lot of talking heads on TV. Not going to name any names, but we've seen major networks, different folks say good things and negative things about different companies. But just because they say it on TV, remember, it doesn't mean that it's true. Just because you hear someone say something doesn't mean it's true. You want to get the facts. So sometimes people may have had a bad experience. Maybe the guy that's talking bad about Apple stock, maybe he was in the Apple store a few weeks earlier and they were out of iPhones and he just got mad and decided, you know what, I'm gonna let these guys have it Monday on my radio, on my talk show. You know, you want to get the facts before we make our decisions, and the numbers speak more than our emotions do. Someone that's going to just try to discredit a company because they've had a bad experience, that doesn't mean that it's a bad investment. Now, the same could be true with someone that has owned a type of an investment and maybe had a bad experience because it didn't really apply to their situation and they shouldn't have been involved in it in the first place. Everything has to fit your overall plan, and we believe in comprehensive income planning. We're passionate about it. We want to make sure that you have secure, independent retirement. You deserve it. That's why we offer a free consultation to our radio listeners. For the next 10 callers that call in who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call in the next 15 minutes at 1-800-987-1443, and we will sit down with you. We'll give you a second opinion. And most people we meet with don't have an income plan. We will get you an income plan, and we call that the Retirement Income Blueprint. And we want to make sure that you have a written income plan. So give us a call in the next 15 minutes at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. And we look forward to hearing from you.
That number again is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. So we've been talking about the financial media in this segment. And you should remember that in any media, they are selling emotion and products. And emotion is one of the main criteria that Bill and Daniel are always talking about keeping out of your retirement planning. So call them at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. If you're in Middle Georgia, you owe it to yourself to put it in writing is the single best thing you can do to secure your retirement for life at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You're hearing Retirement Income Solutions. We're glad you're with us. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com.
Thank you for being with us here on Retirement Income Solutions. Steve Gramsci with your local financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management in Middle Georgia. And we'd like to right now go to the archives. It is time to tell a story. And so if you would, please tell us about a time when somebody came to see you thinking they were in pretty good shape, but you discovered that they missed something big time that needed to be addressed in their retirement plan. What are those big time things that get missed?
Well, thanks, Steve. This is a conversation that is most often held, I think, with everybody we meet with. I think what we have to realize is that most folks are not, they don't know enough about the retirement planning process to cover all the bases. And some of the things that we often find is that they've done a pretty good job of saving money. So they put away as much as they could, and they understand that, but they miss a couple things. And probably the first thing they really miss is understanding the cost of retirement. They really don't have a good handle, perhaps, on all the money they're spending. So when you ask them what their monthly expenses are, and they have this glazed over look, and they turn to each other and they say, "Honey, how much money do we spend every month?" you know they've already forgot a big portion of their planning process, not knowing what they're spending. And that happens more often than I'd like. We really don't know most of the time how much we are spending, and I understand that. Most people don't like budgets. We don't like to be held down and we're spending next dollar for this, and whatever, but it's very critical to understand exactly, going into retirement, what our expenses are for the must-haves we have in our life. But there's other things we overlook, and we need to tie those things down. So understanding that, I think another point that we have every now and then is inflation. They don't understand the impact of inflation on their dollars, right, Daniel? You have that
that's one of the most common things you'll see is people overlook inflation. They think just because they retire and they can meet their budgetary needs when they're first retired, they think it'll always be that way, but it's not how things work. Prices keep going up, and that's something I see overlooked.
So, inflation, not knowing what they're spending. There's other risks there. They don't really, you know, what happens in health care. A lot of folks just don't address that, don't have a plan in place. So there's a lot of things we find that by having conversations that people haven't considered.
Yeah, not only that, sometimes you'll review a portfolio and they'll feel like they're in pretty good shape. An example, recently I was reviewing a variable annuity policy for someone, and they didn't understand the fees associated with it. And they had no intentions on taking lifetime income from it. And they were paying for the income benefit rider and death benefit rider and everything else. And it was over 3% a year. And they intended on keeping it another 15 or 20 years before they even started taking money out of it. And I did the fee calculation. They were going to pay over $40,000 in fees over that time period. And so there's things that are overlooked like that that really make a big difference, and we want to make sure that our listeners out there have everything that they need to make informed decisions.
Yeah, it's very important that they understand exactly what they own right now as far as their investments and how that will apply if it's applicable to their situation. So we don't get married to any particular investment. We try to find the right solution for whatever their needs are.
Well, I know in my household, I'd rather not talk about how much money we spend, because if I have to share with my wife how much she spends shopping, then I'm going to have to give something back and tell her how much I spend golfing. So,
You got a deal worked out.
Yeah, the less you know, the more fun you can still have, as long as you can stay out of debt, I guess.
Right. I mean, it's, you know,
good approach, Steve.
It seems very simple to know what you spend, but in reality, we don't keep track.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got to know.
Good old head in the sand can come back and really cause you a problem down the road. So if we have some listeners that may be in that situation right now, what do you suggest they do? Give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Call us at 800-987-1443, and let's have a conversation about where you are and where you want to go.
That's 800-987-1443. And I'm just kind of kidding. We share. We've been together a long time now. We finally figured out what we should be doing right instead of what we were doing wrong. So, guys, thank you very much for story time today on Retirement Income Solutions.
Now back to Retirement Income Solutions, the show that listens to your needs and helps you make a plan to thrive in retirement.
This is Retirement Income Solutions, and you're with Bill Danner, Daniel Neesmith, and Security First Asset Management. They are your financial coaches and local wealth advisors, and are specializing in working with federal employees, can provide a complimentary federal employees benefit analysis for you. And they've been honored as some of the top advisors in the nation since 2014, specifically by Retirement Advisor Magazine. And don't forget, you can find us online at Retirement Income Solutions on Facebook. Right now, we're going to talk in just a minute about the end of the year, because we're there and there's some probably preparation that you guys are going to suggest. So before I get to my questions there, let's get to that question from Ellie that's been sent in. Ellie is in Macon, I see. And she writes, I'm a little worried because it seems like all of my friends have a lot more money saved for retirement than I do. Is that a bad sign for me?
Well, Ellie, that's just one component to your retirement, is the amount of money you have saved. Now, maybe, I don't know your whole situation, but maybe you have a pension plan that you'll get. If you were a teacher or something like that, you'll get a nice pension in Georgia through the teacher's retirement system. But you may be comparing things that aren't apples to apples comparisons. Maybe they have a 401k and no pension. Your pension may have a lot bigger income potential than their 401k will. And remember, in retirement, things change. It's more about income and less about assets. You want to make sure you have income. And if you really looked at it, you might be in better shape than your friends that have more liquid assets because you may have a bigger pension. That may not be the case. You want to look at that, and that's why we always advocate doing the income plan, because it takes these different ideas of different types of income from pension or Social Security and 401ks and puts it into a plan that's designed just for you. So don't necessarily compare yourself to your friends, because the components of their income and retirement may be different than yours.
Yeah, only hope that is hopeful. And if you'd like more information, then give the guys a call at 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443. Well, guys, do you know there's only 7 Saturdays left until Christmas? Yeah, how about that? It makes it seem like it's coming even faster than it already is, right?
So yeah, I was in Walmart the other day, and I saw the sign that's like 52 more days till Christmas. You know, I was wondering how many people are going to buy stuff and forget where they put it before Christmas.
52 more days before Christmas.
I hope they don't clear out all the outdoor lighting before I get there.
You better get on the road.
Well, I know, but, you know, some things we procrastinate about that are really irrelevant.
Well,
in
let's
life.
Don't procrastinate about planning.
That's Steve. Right.
Let's don't do that. Yeah. I mean, let's get busy.
That's the main topic. So once you factor in a few days off for Thanksgiving, which is upon us, shopping that needs to be done, your holiday parties you'll need to attend, and the travel that you'll have to be doing, it'll seem like the end of the year will be here sooner than you thought was even possible. So let's talk about the things that should be on the end of year checklist without any procrastination. I think your outdoor lighting can probably wait another day, but all right, so let's cover a few of these. Bill, how about maxing out your retirement contributions for the year?
A great idea if you're able to do so. Obviously, anytime you can save for your retirement, that's a good thing. You can up your ante if you haven't maxed it out, and say in your 401k, depending on your age, you do have a catch-up provision if you're over age 50 that can allow you to put another $6,000 in a plan like a 401k, or another $1,500 in your IRA. So, yeah, it's always good to sit down and see where you are financially and see if you can put some more money towards your retirement plan. We encourage people to do that. Max it out if you can, whether it be a 401k, IRA, or even a Roth contribution.
And let me see, Daniel, what do you think about taking your RMDs?
You absolutely, if you're over the year in which you turn 70 and a half, the IRS requires that you take out a small portion of your IRAs or 401ks, anything you haven't paid tax on that's tax deferred. And guess what? If you don't, there are tremendous tax penalties. The amount that you were supposed to take out can be taxed up to 50% if you don't take it out on time. Required minimum distributions, this is the time of the year you want to probably be doing that. And you don't want to get confused about it. We talk to our clients and tell them where to take it from and help them figure out the best strategy for taking those withdrawals for required minimum distributions and what the tax impact may be for them. So think about that now with the end of the year coming up.
And you know, with the life expectancies seeming to be so much longer these days, I would like to see a movement or a passage of an extension of that age from 70 and a half to maybe 72 and a half or 73 and a half. What do you think? Think that could be possible?
Well, no, because they want the tax money. Yeah. That's wishful thinking. If anything, they may lower it down. They need to start getting money out of those assets so they can be taxed.
I think if they were to ever push the full retirement age for Social Security back to 70, the case could be made like you're talking about. They ought to really adjust for life expectancy with these required minimum distributions to keep it consistent. But our government isn't always consistent.
Well, that's for sure. Let's start a petition. All right. Let's get a movement going.
Change.org. You get it going, so I'll sign it.
That's right. Let's renegade. All right. Also on the end of year checklist, considering a conversion to a Roth IRA.
Absolutely. I believe right now that taxes are on sale, and hopefully they even can get any better if we can get some agreement on taxes in general. But Roths grow tax-free, so I mean, you don't get a break for it now, but you never pay taxes ever again. There is a reason why most anybody that's putting money away for retirement should consider doing a Roth contribution or even a conversion. They changed the rules a few years ago. It used to, you couldn't convert 401ks to Roth IRAs if you made over $100,000 a year. Well, that's not the case anymore. There's no annual income limit. There is an annual income limit for contributions, but not for conversions. So it's something that should be have a conversation. Some of your portfolio in a converted Roth is not a bad idea. So sitting down with someone, helping understand the reason why you might do it and the consequences, meaning the consequences are taxes and the time commitment you have to commit before you draw those assets, it's part of year-end planning. It should be part of everybody's planning. Should I or shouldn't I sit down and have the conversation with somebody who can help you figure it out?
Apparently, Congress is trying to check their own box and checklist for the end of the year, attempting some tax reform. Would either of you gentlemen comment on whether you think this would be a good thing or a wait-and-see thing?
I think it'd be a good thing. Any tax reform that reduces taxes, I'm generally going to be in favor of. Taking money, essentially, that's being held up in the public sector who doesn't have the desire to invest but to spend the money, and leaving it in the private sector, which is more about investing and growing jobs, I'm in favor of, especially the corporate tax rate. If we can get the corporate tax rate down, I really see big things for the U.S. economy in the coming years. Now, whether or not they can actually get that done is still up in the air, but I am for a reduction in the corporate tax rate.
I hope they do, too. I'm with Daniel on this. I think it would be a good thing to have overall across the board, especially in the corporate world. But the individuals will also benefit for that. It's going to trickle down. It'll be a good thing if we can make it happen.
And if you need more advice on that, feel free to give the guys a call at 800-987-1443. As we talk about the end-of-year checklist, you might advise people to check their portfolio for the losses in it, right?
Absolutely. Now, outside of an IRA, any type of non-qualified account, if you've been holding on to some stocks, for example, and these mainly are going to be applicable to individual securities, not mutual funds, but individual securities that you own. Let's say you have a stock position that you've owned for years, and it's got a lot of growth in it above where you bought it. What's called your cost basis is the price that you purchased it at. And if you've got thousands of dollars worth of gains, if you were to sell that, you'd have quite a tax bill. But you're allowed, under IRS code, with long-term capital gains, you can offset some of those gains with other losses in your portfolio. So maybe you have another stock that's down a little bit. You can sell. Now, there's a maximum amount that you can do per year of this, but you can offset your gains with one stock by selling another stock that you have losses out and have what's called a wash sale to wash out the taxes. And it's a good way to free up money. Also allow you to reinvest, take some of the gains off the table that you made in one stock and put it to work in a different one. So now's a good time of the year to do that near the end of the year.
All right, as we have time for one more, but let me ask you this question. Is there any difference in your making a decision to put $2,000 in your IRA as opposed to a tax-deductible charitable contribution of $2,000 for that tax year?
Well, there is, because you never get dollar for dollar on a contribution. You can on a wash sale. So there's differences, but there is always a good conversation to have some tax deductibility of charitable type contributions. We live in an area where folks do give money, and there is one planning strategy that a lot of folks may not be aware of. If you're over the age 70 and a half, where you have to take a required minimum distribution, you're allowed under current tax law to be able to do what's called a charitable donation. A qualified charitable donation will allow you to put up to the maximum of your required minimum distribution, have it rolled over directly or paid directly to a charitable organization, and it does two things. It satisfies your required minimum distribution, and it goes to them tax-free. They don't have to pay taxes on it. You don't have to pay taxes on it. They don't have to pay taxes on it. So it's called a qualified charitable donation, only applicable to people that are over age 70 and a half. But those younger than that can also get benefits for doing some type of contribution through tax planning And that's always a good thing, too.
Another thing along those lines is if you want to make a charitable contribution, and let's say we were just talking about the stocks that have a lot of gains in it. A lot of time the organization will let you just sign the stocks over to them, and you wouldn't have to take your investment gains. So many organizations will allow the transfer of securities.
Yeah, those are good tax planning tips.
That's insightful, and I thank you for going through that checklist, because we're running out of time on the year. And we are on the program, too, so I'm sure our listeners have questions that need specific answers. Tell us about how we solve that problem for them, gentlemen.
Well, thanks, Steve. As we've talked today about some issues that we all face, some opportunities that are present before us, the planning process allows us to see where we are and get input on the planning of what we should do or should be doing to prepare for some of the best times of our life when we retire, when we have time to spend doing things we'd like to do and spending time with family. But it's very important that we sit down and have a plan in place. So we offer all our listeners a complimentary, no-cost obligation whatsoever, an hour of our time to sit down and just talk about you and your situation. We follow what we call the Lifetime Income Blueprint. We'll be happy to sit down with you and help you understand where you are and give you guidelines to prepare for the future. So for the next 15 minutes, if you've accumulated at least $100,000 in investable assets and you're one of the next 10 callers, give us a call at 800-987-1443 and we'll have that conversation. We look forward to talking to you. Again, give us a call at 800-987-1443 today and let's sit down and help you figure out exactly where you are and where you want to go so you can hit the ground running next year as the new year starts.
That number again is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. You are 60% more likely to increase your 401k contributions and twice as likely to stick to your monthly savings goal if you have a plan in writing with our friends at Security First Asset Management. Call 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. That's the next 10 callers with $100,000 set aside for retirement. You will have your opportunity to have that roadmap laid out for you for retirement and income for life at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much again for the insight this week, and go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs. That's right. Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Steve.
Number one.
Looking forward to that game. It's going to be Georgia against Alabama, I think, in that championship. You got to get your tickets now. Some good college football yet as we go to Thanksgiving. So thanks again, gentlemen. And as always, thank you for being a part of our program here at Retirement Income Solutions. But remember, it's important. Put it in writing for you and your family's retirement security. The number is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. And until next week, I'm Steve Gramsci for Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith and all the great folks at Security First Asset Management. Thank you for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.